Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said what a wonderful world this would be if all would think as much as we talk. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. We're glad you're listening to Bible Meditations. I hope that you enjoy the opportunity of thinking about spiritual things and thinking about the teachings of God's Word at this time of your day. Let's return now to our discussion in regard to prayer. We were looking at a statement made by the Apostle Paul as he wrote to Timothy telling him about prayer. And he indicated that he was encouraging Timothy to pray. And he gave some elements of that prayer that we ought to be concerned about. Let's look at what he had to say. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. All right, let's look at the third term that was used by the Apostle Paul. First of all, remember, he talked about supplication. The word supplication implies requests. Since we are not self-sufficient, we need God every day of our lives. And so we make requests of Him. And that's covered in the idea of supplication. We make requests. Give us this day our daily bread. And we talk about the things that relate to our lives, to our Father in heaven, asking for His help and intercession in our regard. All right, next, he talked about prayers. The word prayer just simply means man talking to his Father in heaven. The relationship between a father and a son is emphasized by this particular expression. Prayer is when children of God talk to their Father in heaven. And so the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to use as a model began by saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven." In other words, it's a recognition of God being our Father in heaven. When we pray, it's just a time that we break from the activities of the day and we just talk to God about whatever troubles us or about the things that have occurred in our lives, and we express to Him the things that we want Him to know about. Of course, He already knows, but we want to talk to Him about those particular things. I believe all of us, if we've had any kind of relationship with our Father, our earthly Father, understand what it means when a time comes that we can just talk to our Father in heaven without interruption from the things that are going on about us, just express what we have in our mind, what is in our heart. All right, the third of the things that he mentions is the term intercession. My, how important it is to be able to intercede on the behalf of our fellow man. The word intercession means that we request for another person. It's not request for ourselves, but rather making intercession for other people. Certainly, the world would be filled with selfish people if they had no thoughts whatever about what occurs or what's going on in the lives of those round about them. That would be no part of Christianity as God designed it. God wants us to be concerned about other people, and we ought to be praying, interceding in the behalf of others. Now think of the times that you intercede. You talk to God about other people. If you're a wife sending your husband off to work, you ask God to protect him during the day. If you're a mother sending children off to school, you ask God's protection to be with them throughout the day. If you're a husband, as you go about the activities of the day, you're thinking about your wife and your children, and you're doing all you can in prayer as you talk to God in regard to them, and ask God's blessings to be with them. But, you know, it's not confined just to our families, not just to those who are close to us. Think for a little bit about the times that you might, by prayer, intercede for someone that you know round about you. Someone has an illness, and they're very concerned about it. Well, could you pray in their regard? If you're a child of God, you could do that, couldn't you? You could talk to God about those who are ill, those who have problems physically. You could also talk to God about those who are round about you who are discouraged. And you could ask God's help in seeing to it that that discouragement be dispelled and that they once again be able to deal with the affairs of life without this kind of discouragement and disappointment. You have times that your children are engaged in activities that you want them to succeed in, things that are good for them. You talk to God in their behalf. You have times that there are weaknesses and problems that other people have that you've taken to heart. You remember the Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 15, "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep." Now, some people about us have good things happening in their lives. We ought to be happy for that. Sometimes people have bad things happen in their lives, and we ought to be sorry for that. And we share the problems that they have. But wouldn't a part of that sharing be our talking to God for them and interceding in their regard? One of the great points I think we can see as we study our Bible is that frequently the Apostle Paul, when he would write a letter to the church, wherever it might be, if it's the church at Philippi, or if it's the church of the Thessalonians, wherever it might be, Paul would say, "I'm mindful of you in prayer. I remember you in prayer." Now, what would that mean to them? Wouldn't it be a great encouragement to know that someone has thought enough of me to take my name before the throne of God and to offer petitions in my regard? No wonder prayer is such a vital part in the life of a Christian. Paul would say to the church, "I'm praying for you, and I remember the good things you do, and I remember your name. I talk to God about you." That would be a great encouragement and would be very, very helpful in living a faithful life before our God. I think all of us then want others to pray for us. Have you ever asked somebody to pray for you? Have you ever looked at a person who's a faithful child of God and said, "Pray for me"? Well, throughout the Bible, there have been people who have had that kind of dependence on God in prayer. And we ought to, even if they don't request that, we ought to be talking to God, interceding in the behalf of those that we love and appreciate. Hardly a time should go by when we go to God in prayer that we don't remember our loved ones, that we don't remember the work the Lord wants done here upon the earth, and that we do not remember the needs of our fellow man. So Paul says, intercede in their behalf. Talk to God in behalf of them so that things may go well with them. Well, I think if we understand that prayer is that important, not just to us, but to our fellow man, that would make prayer a part of our everyday activity, our everyday walk of life. We'd be talking to God frequently. And in fact, it might be good if we'd think of the proportion of requests that we make of God in regard to requests for other people. We should be asking for others more than for ourselves. Well, we'll pick up at this point tomorrow. We hope you'll be listening. And remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.